I had a meeting with the Sierra Club and CWLP representatives once I did take office with regards to a multitude of information. You know, that we discussed, of course, the wind contracts, solar energy, Lake Two, and I think at the tail end of that meeting, they brought up the coal ash ponds, their concerns with regards to that. So that's something CWLP is aware of, and they're working towards making sure we're in compliance with regards to that.
Do you have an opinion right now on whether or not those ponds need to be replaced with an alternative?
No, we were in Washington for the Chamber of Commerce flyover. We met with representatives. I know CWLP, I was meeting with one set of representatives. They were meeting with EPA reps with regards to that. So probably the one to answer as far as what the progression would be Doug Brown. He's the acting general manager for City Water, Light and Power, and he'd be better versed at being able to answer that question as far as what's expected as far as improvements going forward.
As the mayor, are you interested in looking into alternative forms of energy?
That's one of the things you know, I campaigned on, of course, with solar energy. I think that mirrors more what we have as far as our capacity or our needs. That mirrors better than wind. And so what we're taking a look at is how we position ourselves for the future, because there are certain requirements with regards to EPA regulations that we need to make sure that we maintain. And once the wind contracts are expired, then we need to make sure that we're in a position where we can control our own financial stability as opposed to being more reactionary. So we're going to be on the proactive end to do what's best for not only CWLP, but also the citizens of Springfield.
All right. And so the utility for, and well, this drinking water, CWLP obviously is owned by the city. Can you at least say that the city is looking at the issue here when it comes to the coal ash ponds and some of the other concerns brought up by the Sierra Club?
Oh, yeah. We're always water quality's job number one, as you can tell with Chatham and other entities that are having difficulty. And we pride ourselves on the quality of water we provide to citizens of Springfield. And that's one of the reasons we're going to push forward with the Hunter Lake Initiative, because we don't have a secondary source of water. So we need to make sure that we not only provide high quality water for the citizens today, but also for the future. And that's one of the items that will be forthcoming in the near future.
And have you talked with city council members? Do you feel that you have enough support there?
No, actually, Eric Hobby, the general manager that departed, he gave a presentation with regards to Hunter Lake at my request when he left office. And that was what we wanted to do is inform the city council, especially with six new members, of why Hunter Lake would be the best alternative for water resource. And so the next step, we also talked to the Department of Natural Resources to make sure if there's an interest in partnering with the city of Springfield to maintain the property as a recreational use around the water itself, and we would just use it for a secondary source of water. So that's the intent for the lake, so it won't be built up. And then the third step, of course, would be bringing an initiative forward to the city council to gain their approval. So we're working on that as well. It should be hopefully within the month or so.